If you received a Jacksonville Jaguars replica jersey or a Sacramento Kings t-shirt or some other sports memorabilia for the holidays, there's a good chance it passed through a warehouse in Frazeesburg, Ohio. Run by the company Fanatics, the warehouse ships out officially licensed gear for all major pro sports leagues. Grantland's Brian Curtis was there during picking season. That's the time between Black Friday and Christmas, and he joins me now. Brian, you write that one veteran worker advises new pickers to bring comfortable shoes and a belt when they come to work. Why is that?
That's because the pickers, so-called, at this warehouse walk about 8 miles a day. So what happens is you can always tell a new picker who's come in because he's always pulling at the back of his jeans because he's lost a couple of waist sizes just in walking around and going for that Jaguars jersey you mentioned.
These workers, you write, have personal scoreboards which measure something called UPH. Tell us about UPH, who keeps score, and what happens to the folks whose UPH is too low.
UPH stands for units per hour. So every job in the warehouse basically has a desired UPH. And the great workers in the warehouse, many of whom I talk to, have UPHs that are just absolutely off the chart. And basically that just means is how many of these items that you and I lust over can you either place into a cart or can you put into a shipping box or can you put into a little cubbyhole within an hour. The guys who work there full-time have really high UPH. The seasonal workers who come in around Black Friday, they sometimes slip below. At that point, you either have to kind of figure it out or, I guess, get another job.
You tried your hand at picking. What was your UPH?
I think I lowered the UPH of the whole warehouse significantly. I'm pretty sure some red sirens were going off when I was doing it. Picking is a very funny exercise because it's kind of fun, you know, for 10 or 20 minutes, right? And you can get very good at it and sort of figure out all these tricks of the trade. But what's interesting about these jobs is that they're not what you would call physically taxing outside of the walking, but as one of the guys who helps run the warehouse told me, they're very tedious.
Yeah, it sounds like the ultimate in tedious and repetitious work. Did you get a sense of how the workers feel about their jobs?
The ones I talked to, by and large, were permanent employees there, meaning they had health benefits. They made some what they called pretty good money, though the company was fairly cagey about what they made. But they liked their jobs immensely. We're talking about Ohio people here who'd worked on auto lines, right? And for Longaberger Baskets, companies that basically had either outsourced jobs to Mexico and other places, or in the case of Longaberger, had laid off so many of their employees that these jobs sort of dried up. So, you know, they're happy to have jobs, at least on that level.
I have to imagine that being surrounded by all this sports gear is different from being surrounded by parts of steering wheels and brake linings. Pretty distracting for the workers sometimes, right?
The new employees are eminently distractible. One of the trainers was telling me the biggest problem with new employees is they look left and they look right. You know, you can't get them to slow down. This is also a problem in the Fanatics warehouse when the swimsuit calendars come out around this time of year. You get a lot of looky-loos rather than people trying to actually stick the merchandise in the cart.
Did your experience at the warehouse change the way you view Timberwolves keychains, Pistons potholders, and things of that nature?
Yes, a little bit. I think when I used the word lust earlier, we lust over this merchandise because it's so cool. I doubt that many of us rarely think what happens when we move that thing into our digital shopping cart and order it. The shirt that's so special to you is one of a billion T-shirts that are floating around in space. And there's a lot of backbreaking work on the other end and people working very, very hard to get us the stuff in time for the holidays so that we make all the people in our lives happy.
So that we can send it back and say this didn't fit.
Right. So we could say, you know, hey, a Jaguars jersey, do you hate me that much, really? Couldn't you have asked what I wanted for Christmas?
Brian Curtis is a staff writer at Grantland. You can link to his piece, Picking Season, at onlyagame.org. Brian, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.